Om Shanti. Sixth point. This is from Anya Murli, 15th December 2003. The heading is, whilst doing ordinary work, this one is like an image that grants vision. Explanation. Bab Dada now wants to see the number one stage in your behavior and on your face. Now according to the time, those who say that they are number one should be seen as images that grant vision through their every activity. Your face should show that you are an image that grants vision. Even in the last birth and in the final period, your non-living images are experienced as images that grant visions. Therefore, in the living form too, you saw Father Brahma in the corporeal form. He became an angel later. But even whilst he was in the corporeal form, what were all you able to see? Did he appear to be ordinary? In his last 84th birth, in his old age, when he was even older than 60 years, from the beginning to the end, you saw him as an image that granted vision. You experienced this. You experienced this in the corporeal form, did you not? It has to be the same for those who raise their hands for being number one. You have recorded this on the TV, have you not? Bab Dada will look at your file. Bab Dada has a file, does he not? So from now on, from your every activity, this should be experienced. Although it may be an ordinary activity, no matter what you are doing, whether you are doing business or anything else, whether you are working as a doctor or lawyer, whatever you may be doing, wherever you come in contact or relationship with others, then they should feel that through your behavior that you are different and unique. Or do you think that you are ordinary? That even Laukik people are like this? It is not the speciality of work, but the speciality of your practical life. It is a very good business. He is a very good lawyer. He is a very good director. But there are many like that. There is a book in which they have names of special souls. The names of so many people are mentioned in that. There are many of them. This one did this special thing. That one did that special thing. And so his name was mentioned. However, those of you who raised their hands are, in fact, all of you should have raised them. But those who did raise them, and you have to raise them, people should see a change in your practical behavior. The sound has not yet emerged. Whether you are in industry or whether you may be working, every soul should say, while doing ordinary work, this one is like an image that grants vision. So this is Avyakta Murli of 15th December 2003. Baba is saying, you have to become an image that grants vision, Darshaniya Murt. As if an image that grants vision, it should appear, that's what they have, how they have translated it. So, your behavior and your face, these are two things, chalan and chehra. Your behavior and face should change. You might be doing ordinary work, but they should see as if you are an image that grant visions. Baba has given example of Brahma Baba. Right from the age of 60 years till the age of 93 years. If you look at this period, the earlier part of his life, he granted visions. But that was not his own doing. People saw deity instead of seeing Brahma. They saw vision of Krishna, somebody saw the vision of Vishnu or the like. So that was not, he was not doing that. That Shiva was doing, God was doing. That was the initial phase. But look at the, towards the end of his life. There also he gave vision, but that time Shiva was not doing that. Who was doing that? People saw an angel in him. Baba said even that is a later stage. Come even some time before that. So we divide his life in three parts. Brahma's life. First part, he granted vision. that was none of his own doing, that Shiv Baba was doing through him. Even he did not know what is happening. People came and saw, oh, we saw Krishna in you. They came and they caught hold of him. That was none of his purusharth. That was, everything was coming from above. And look at the end of his life. Towards the end of, fag end of his life, people saw in him as if he is an angel. As if he is not here. He was there and yet he was not there. He was hearing them, but they felt as if he is not hearing. He was seeing things, but as if he was not seeing. He was sleeping and yet as if he was not sleeping. He had bodily illness, but looking at his face, looking at his behavior, nobody even dared to ask Baba, how are you? Even on the day of his ascension, 18th January 1969, evening 8 o'clock, Baba entered History Hall. In the morning he was unwell. His sugars and his blood pressure were fluctuating. But that was not visible from his face when he came in History Hall at 8 o'clock. He told the Murli. Murli was finished. He came to the door and then he uttered those three versions. And he went to his room and he left the body. So easily, as if a bird flew to the Supreme Abode. So how much less attached to this body he was. Whilst in the body, he was not in the body. Whilst in the world, he was not in the world. He was there and he was not there. This stage, you know, wet coconut. There are two coconuts, wet coconut and dry coconut. Wet coconut is a state of body consciousness, where the shell and the inner kernel are attached to each other so much, so the body and soul. But if you see the dry coconut, you shake it and you hear. You shake it and you hear the voice. Body is different and soul is different. This experience that I am different from the body, not after death, but whilst in the body. This is karmatik stage. And in this stage, you grant vision. So this is the another stage of Brahma's life. But come to middle part, or maybe sometime before he became avyakt. Baba is talking of that period. So in that period, he was the one who granted vision. He was Darshaniya Murt. People wanted to see him, his majestic personality, his words, his vision, his unlimited attitude, his attitude of pure feelings, good wishes for each one. Just to see this man, Jagdish Bhai, when he came for the first time to Mount Abu, he had telecommunication with Baba, but he had never met him. But when he came, he was eager to see him. He wanted to see this man. He wanted to meet this person. How that person must be whom God has chosen as his chariot. So, this is one stage of Brahma's life. First is, he granted vision. That was not, he was doing it. He was not doing that. Last stage, that was his sthiti. That was his stage. His powerful stage. Because of which people felt, he is angel. But the third stage, where he was a effort maker, even that stage is so elevated. He was staying in this gathering of 300 people, and so many of them left him. When there was a beggary part, people just left him in the lurch. But he was absolutely stable. This itself is a phase, as if he is granting visions. Many few recognized him. Even very few recognized his Srimat. In many times in Murlis, you must have heard, it comes, those who go in vices, those who go in vices, they also come in this Indraprastha and they will become stone intellect. Means, even when Brahma was present, they were people who indulged in lust. And they came and sat in front of him. They came and sat in front of Brahma. Baba has very categorically said in all the Murlis, they indulge in lust and they come and sit here. Means, they were people, even at that time, who did not recognize the importance of purity. Means, they did not understood, they did not understand this knowledge at all. They failed to understand Brahma also. They failed to understand Shiva Baba also. These things are not coming in Avyakta Murlis. That those who indulge in vices, they come and sit. This is coming in Sakar Murlis. When there were people like that time also. In Murlis also you listen, there is one Murli, one Sakar Murli, where Baba has said, ask him for how many months he is in Gyan. He said, 6 months. Baba says he is young. Ask him, has he indulged in vice? Somebody said, Baba, no. Baba said, don't believe him. He is young. Don't believe him. This is one Sakar Murli where this word has come. So, even at that time, people were drowned in sensuality, in spite of understanding this knowledge, in spite of getting the title that we are in Gyan. Being the Gyan doesn't mean that. So here, come to the depth of what Baba is saying. Your face and your behavior, these both things should change. Face should change and behavior should change. How to change behavior? That's the point of psychology. What should we do? There are so many techniques people talk in psychology of changing one's behavior. Chehra or chalan, that's what Baba says. To change behavior, to change face, anybody who sees you should see you as unique. Should see you as unique and special, different. He has used one word here. Different and unique. It should not appear, your work may be ordinary, but you should be unique. Your work may be ordinary, but you should be extraordinary. So unique, different, behavior, face, everything should change. If it is not changing, probably we have not understood this knowledge. All our tall claims, they are all false. We have not understood this knowledge. Understanding knowledge means our behavior should change. Understanding knowledge means our face should change. Even after being in this knowledge for a long time, if there are a lot of fluctuations in the mood, can we give a title to ourselves that we have understood this knowledge? No. Our mood should remain stable. If the blame game is still occurring inside, can we say that we have understood this knowledge? No. Can we say that we have understood this drama? If we feel that somebody is responsible for fall in my stage, that means we have not understood this knowledge. Understanding the depth of knowledge, understanding Srimad in depth, yesterday's Murli. Your number one weakness is, you do not follow Srimad. This is your number one weakness. This is your greatest weakness. You do not follow Srimad means you have not understood Srimad. Srimad says be a palace of happiness. Srimad says be ever happy. Give up everything. Give up service. But don't give up happiness. That is Srimad. Am I following this? Srimad says you have to become stable, immovable, unchangeable. Such a powerful stage you should have. If that is not occurring, I am not following Srimad. I have not understood the depth of Srimad. I have not yet researched Srimad. Let me enter let me understand the depth of Srimad, then my behavior, then my face will change, then whatever I do, that will not be ordinary. But people should say, yes, he is the one, she is the one, who are unique. They are different. Allah Lok. They are not of this world. As if they have come from some other world. This should not be the, this is not going to happen at the end. Now they should feel. They are so much detached. They do not have any attachments. These people should say now. But our level of detachment also should be like that. Baba is talking of Guinness Book of World Record. There is a book since 1953 where they record those extraordinary human performances. Baba says, the names of so many people are mentioned in that. There are many of them. This one did special thing, this one that special thing. And so the name was mentioned. However, those of you who raised the hands should have raised them. So here Baba is saying that they should see changes in your practical behavior. So today's homework is how to change our behavior and face. What are the steps in changing behavior? Or rather we can say, what should I do? What are the changes, what are the steps in the change of human, in the transformation of human behavior? Can behavior change? Yes. Where it needs to be changed, that I need to find out. Where is the fault? Where is the defect? Where is the leakage? Where the shoe is pinching? I need to find out that. Fix the leakages. The word is fix the leakages. There is some problem. There is some virus. I need to fix that virus. Where is the virus? From where that virus is coming? In my system. And once the virus comes into the system, the processor slows down. And then you can't work fast. So, today's homework is changing behavior, transformation of behavior. Our behavior should change, our face should change, we should appear different, we should appear unique. Our every activity, people should say that these are different people, they are not ordinary people. Our activities as if they should be recorded, that is a Guinness Book of World Record. This is God's Book of World Record. Om Shanti.